Good evening. I say good evening and you laugh. could we hold it down, city staff, please? We'd like to welcome everyone to the Mesa City Council for Monday, December 7th, 2009. I'm Mayor Scott Smith. Yes, I am wearing a holly bow tie, as are all of my cohorts on this, a gift of the wife of our esteemed colleague, Mr. Scott Summers. Janelle, wherever you are out there, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Our gratitude knows no depth. I'd like to welcome you, though, as I am Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's a privilege and an honor for me to serve and to be conducting this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Dr. Brent Baker of the First Presbyterian Church, and after Dr. Baker, we'll be led in the pledge by Michael Barker, a member of Troop 851 here in Mesa. Would you please stand for the invocation and the pledge?
Let us pray. Almighty God, we give thanks for the opportunity to participate in your work of building community. We give thanks for those in leadership and ask that you would bless the skills and gifts of these elected officials, those of our tireless civic employees, and those of our concerned citizenry. As they deal with complex issues, grant them wisdom and strength of character. And Lord, upbuild our city and its people. May it be a wholesome and nurturing place to live and work and play. For we ask it in your name. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Dr. Baker and Michael. Thank you. It's our privilege and pleasure to recognize at the beginning of many of our city council meetings members of our community and especially our city staff who have gone beyond the call of duty, so to speak, and have served our community in an exemplary fashion. Tonight we have three of those groups and people, and we'd like to begin by inviting Chief Harry Beck, our fire chief, up. And Chief Beck, you have some Award of Excellence recipients that you'd like to make us aware of, so please go ahead.
I do, Mayor. Thank you for this opportunity. I'm really sorry I wasn't here earlier to get a tie, but I think I'll get by without it. The Mesa Volunteer Fire Corps was presented with the 2009 National Fire Corps Award for Excellence in Washington, D.C. in October this year. The award is sponsored by the International Association of Fire Service Instructors. It's quite an award at the national level to receive. There's a lot of competition for it. In 2008 alone, 140 Mesa Fire volunteers provided over 2,900 hours of service, responded to over 3,800 calls, and saved the fire department and community about $580,000. That's absolutely amazing for this group. There are basically five segments to the Volunteer Fire Corps for the fire department. The first one and the largest is our Connector program. Most people are at least aware of that program, which helps people out on the scene of incidents who have a need for ongoing safety, as well as kind of get back in their house when they have a fire and things of that nature. Then we also have a home safety inspection program where volunteers educate the residents on how to make their homes safer, not only from fires, but from injuries from falls and other hazards like that. We also have the bilingual assistance team who assists with educating and connecting with non-English and bilingual speakers. The community response team, which provides grief support to Mesa residents in times of need. And then our social service intern program, which is a partnership with Arizona State University School of Social Work. And they provide follow-up assistance after fire crews determine that there is a need for additional social service assistance after a community incident. These students must get field experience required for their social service degree. So it's quite an array of special programs that these volunteers look out for us in the community. They're an integral part of the Mesa Fire Department and a critical component in our response and treatment and care for our community. So I am very honored to invite the five members that manage each of the areas that I just mentioned to come forward and show you the actual award that was provided by the International Association of Fire Service Instructors. So if you can all come forward, please. Thank you. Mayor, if you join us for a quick picture.
Thank you so very much on behalf of all the community. Our, our many of city departments work with volunteers and coordinate volunteers, and I keep telling my fellow mayors when I go to conferences what an incredible community we have as far as volunteerism. And Kathy McDonald, my chief of staff, just went to a national conference on volunteering, and one of the things she came back with was it was amazing how many communities were there to see how they could create volunteerism in their community on a community scale. I mean, they have little pockets of volunteerism, but they really wanted to start from scratch almost to say, how can we create this? And she was saying that they were amazed that we go, that's not a problem in Mesa. We have a community that serves and that gives and that is willing to really give to their community. And we do a lot to try to gather these together so we can be more efficient, more effective. And as Chief Beck said, we have many departments and programs within our city where we truly can give our citizens an opportunity to work in a way that benefits not only city government, but benefits our community. And, the dollars we save are sort of icing on the cake. It's not what is most important for us. It's the fact that people are giving, and that's what we appreciate the most. And, if we get a benefit from a dollar standpoint, that's just makes it extra sweet. So thank you so very much. Thank you for helping us to give people opportunity to serve. Now we'll hear from Mr. Chris Brady, our esteemed city manager.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor and Council, it's really quite an honor to stand before you today. Once a quarter, the senior staff of the city come together for training, updates on different issues that are taking place in the city. We also use it as a team building exercise to bring the staff together to work on mutual goals and find ways to kind of create the team building environment. November 18th, we had one such mid-managers meeting. As part of that team building exercise, it was determined that the city would be take on the initiative to mobilize and become what was determined the Great Turkey Tuesday campaign, begin in earnest. And the goal of the program, the project, was to have 500 turkeys and $2,500 in cash donated to the food bank by the following Tuesday, November 24th. And then to do that again, 500 turkeys and $2,500 in cash by December 22nd. So the campaigns began in earnest, almost instantaneously, it appeared. Following that meeting, there was quite a flurry of emails and activities that began immediately as departments began to challenge each other and different units within the city to raise the money and to pledge the turkeys. And we not only included the city staff, but we reached out to our vendors and contractors and asking them to participate also in this worthy cause to support the food bank. As we understood, their resources had significantly been hit by this current economic turndown. By November 25th, and this is a week later, city employees and vendors had successfully donated more than 1,000 turkeys and nearly $9,000 in cash, reaching our overall goal a month early. The turkeys were delivered to the United Food Bank on November 24th, in time for Thanksgiving, and an additional donation of cash of almost over $6,000. So tonight, we want to thank the food bank for allowing us to use them as a strong team-building exercise and thank them for the work that they do. We also want to present them with the remainder of the cash of the additional $3,000 So at this time, I'd like to first invite Mr. Robert Evans, who's the Chief Executive Officer with United Food Bank, to come forward, and also invite Ms. Donna Rogers, who's the Vice President of Resource Development, I think, to come forward. If they please come forward, we'll have Mr. Evans make a few comments, and then I'll present him the check. And then, Mayor, if you could join us down, we also have the ceremonial check we'd like to present this time. Please.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it, Mayor and Councilman. I appreciate this opportunity to address you for just a few moments. I won't take long. I know you've got a full agenda, and I don't want to take much of your time. I do want to express the appreciation of the food bank for this unprecedented campaign. In 13 years at the food bank, I don't know that I've seen a campaign come together this quickly and produce this much return. Well over $8,000, well over 1,000 turkeys, more than 50,000 meals made available for folks that are hurting now. Our appreciation goes out to the leadership, to all the employees, to the vendors, to the contractors, everyone who participated in this campaign. My challenge is come back next year and do it again. These are unprecedented times. Just to give you an idea, in the first 5 months of this year, we have distributed over 43% more food into Mesa than we did the same time last year. And our agencies that make food boxes tell us they have provided more than 84% more food boxes in that same period than they did last year. So your donation is well received. It's already gone. So thank you very much, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight.
Can we give you the real stuff first?
All right, yeah, we'll take that.
Now let's see if we can get everybody
in the middle.
In here. Yeah, there you go.
It's down like this.
All right, thank you.
And Mayor and Council, there was a lot of city staff that were very much involved, but the person we blame the most is Steve Wright. So we appreciate him bringing the idea and really making the city staff aware of the needs of the food bank, which really initiated this. So we appreciate his hard work. I'd like to thank all the city staff for really stepping up. As you can tell, in a very short period of time, we're able to get things done and make a very impressive contribution to a worthy cause. Thank you very much.
Thank you. There's a little backstory to this, too, because I was out of town with Mr. Brady on some meeting, attending some meetings, and between the meetings, Mr. Brady gets an email on his BlackBerry, and all we heard was, they're doing what? didn't know quite what to make of this, and so it's especially gratifying to see that his greatest fears, none of them came to fruition. So we were worried about him. Now I'd like to introduce Ray Villa, our Neighborhood Services Department, and Christine Zilanka from our Development and Sustainability Department, regarding another volunteer effort in our city, the Volunteer Mesa Sign Sweep Team.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. It's my pleasure to introduce Grady Vannoy for his contribution of time and talent to the City of Mesa's volunteer program. The leadership, guidance, dedication, and encouragement he brings to all of his volunteer positions is appreciated and has resulted in programs that are very successful and keep growing. Grady serves as the first volunteer for the Mesa Sign Sweep Team. This group goes out and picks up the bandit signs that are illegally placed in the City of Mesa's right-of-way. The team was begun approximately 2 years ago in collaboration with Code Compliance when they were in Neighborhood Services. Tammy Albright, our deputy director, took over Code this past year, and under her leadership has coordinated with Katie Brown, the volunteer coordinator. Grady has taken the program to new levels, and he continues to come up with new ideas to improve the team's efforts. He's been instrumental in the success of this group. The team currently has 27 volunteers. When they first started, they were conducting quarterly sign sweeps. This past March, they began conducting monthly sweeps. They picked up over 12,000 bandit signs out of the city's right-of-way that has made a huge difference in just the aesthetics of our community. His team by themselves has contributed over 340 hours picking up signs. Prior to Grady's team taking this activity up, we had the equivalent of one full-time staff person that was picking up signs. And because of this team's effort, they have taken that program over completely, and we have city staff doing other programs. So Grady has just done a wonderful job. A number of our Sign Suite volunteers are here today, so if you'd like to stand up and be recognized, we appreciate all of the dedication that you have shown.
In addition to Grady's work on the Mesa Sign Team, he volunteers with the Mesa Police Department, Citizens Academy, Alumni Association, and the Police Chiefs Disability Forum, which he helps bridge the gap between the disabled population and the police department, as well as a member of the Transportation Advisory Board. We honor and thank Grady for his commitment to helping us build a better Mesa. Thank you, Grady.
I want to thank you for inviting me here tonight. I noticed the council and Mr. Brady admiring our shirts, our uniform shirts. Probably wishing they had one, so it just happens to be that I have a shirt here for every member of the council and Mr. Brady.
Thank you so much.
Great.
And Ray, oh, but.
I forgot one thing. I've given you these shirts now. You're now official Sign Suite members. So, usually the Sign Suite members have to do 4 sweeps a year.
Okay.
I'll give you one. I'll be glad to email you all my information about when our sweeps are going to be. I'd love it if we'd all love to see you out at one of our sweeps. Thank you.
Great.
Mayor, what I'd like to do is have, if Ray could just kind of, with everyone watching out, watching today, maybe just give everybody an idea what they can do if someone is interested in signing up to participate in the Sign Suite program. Who should they contact, or how should
that work? If anybody wants to be part of the program, all they have to do is get a hold of Katie Brown in our office. And
she's going to be having a baby soon. So
yes, but they can still contact the same number and can sign up with us and be a part of the team. Grady will then work with them to make sure that they get trained properly and get them out there in the field, because we can use all the help that we can.
What's her number right now? With Katie, what's your number?
480-644-3705.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that's true for any volunteer. Any volunteer requests you have, I get a lot of people who ask me, said, are there things we can do in the city for Eagle projects or church projects or whatever? And I've gotten down to where I give them Katie Brown. It's easy to remember. But 644-3705? Okay. Call that number. And I'm just thinking how wonderful these orange shirts look with our holly bows. Whoa.
TV.
Okay. Thank you so much. This is a great example of how what seems to be I don't want to diminish it by saying it's a little task, but what an incredibly huge impact it has on our community. I get comments from citizens all the time about how wonderful it is since the sign program began, because it's noticeable. And, you know, just an act of picking up signs that shouldn't be there to begin with, and the reason they shouldn't be there is they're in city property. Number two, they're clutter. They clutter up our community. So your efforts, believe me, are very much noticed and very much appreciated. So thank you so very much. Well, now I'll turn the time over to Councilmember Dina Higgins, who has one quick thing.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank a young Mesa resident who spent the semester interning in our council office, Nathaniel Jebjiniak. If you want to come forward, we're going to take a picture with you, too. Nathaniel is an ASU student that spent the last semester, I don't know how he does it with a full workload, but he would class the load. He would still come into the office. He helped many, many, many tasks in the city council office, and we just wanted to publicly thank you and wish you continued success in your career. Thanks.
Okay, we'll now proceed with the next item on the agenda, which is our consent agenda. Consent agenda will be an actual meeting. Consent agenda will be read in by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Pizza Pit, 1954 South Dobson Road, Suite 5. Item 4A, act on term contract for 15 kilovolt electric aluminum cable. Item 4B, act on term contract for reduced pressure principal backflow prevention assemblies. Item 4C, act on term contract for replacement Badger fire system water meters. Item 4D, act on contract to change order for traffic control sign material and sign imaging contract. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase 25 replacement vehicles for various city departments. Item 4F, act on contract to extend dollar limit for cationic emulsion polymer. Item 4G, act on term contract for pad-mounted three-phase switchgear. Item 4H, act on contract for Southeast Water Reclamation Plant Ground Fault System, 6308 East Baseline Road. Item 4I, act on contract for Guadalupe and Dobson Road intersection improvements. This project funded with the adopted fiscal year 09-10 street bond program. Item 4J, act on contract for Motorola upgrade assistance plan and tech support for 800 megahertz radio system. Item 4K, act on contract to purchase Motorola high performance data system and modems for public safety mobile data. Item 5A, act on resolution approving sale of city-owned properties acquired under the neighborhood stabilization program. Item 5B, act on resolution approving grant funds from the Governor's Office of Highway Safety for the East Valley DUI Task Force. Item 6, introduction of the following ordinances and setting December 14, 2009 as the date of the public hearing on these ordinances. Item 6A, ordinance amending Title IX, Chapter 11 to adopt modified floodplain management regulations. Item 6B, ordinance amending Title 8, Chapter 6 regarding livestock regulations. Item 6C, ordinance amending Title 6, Chapter 12 related to offensive, excessive, and prohibited noises. Item 6D, this item has been deleted. Item 6E, ordinance regarding Z09-22, 6859 East Rembrandt Avenue for a charter school. Item 6F, ordinance regarding Z09-24, 10,000 block of East Brown Road to establish zoning on annexed property. Item 6G, ordinance regarding Z09-25, 2701 East Lehigh Road, established zoning on annexed property. Item 6H, ordinance regarding Z09-26, 9016 East Gary Lane, established zoning on annexed property. Item 6I, ordinance regarding Z09-27, 2415 North Hawes Road, established zoning on annexed property. Item 7A, take action on ordinance amending Section 2-18-2 relating to Personnel Appeals Board procedural guidelines. Item 7C, take action on ordinance repealing Title 5, Chapter 12 related to massage establishments and adopting new Title 5, Chapter 12. Item 7D, take action on ordinance Z09-17, 4800 to 5200 block of South Hawes Road for the Gateway 202 Air Park Development Master Plan. Item 8, act on ordinance and resolution repealing existing personnel rules and adopting new personnel rules. And item 9, assign delinquent accounts to collection services. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you very much. Is there a council member who would wish to remove any item from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public to remove any item?
No additional items, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Summers. We have one card submitted by a citizen on item 6B. Ms. Maxanne Stevens, who does not want to speak but wanted to convey her support for item 6B on the consent agenda. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is item 7B, amending Title II, Chapter 1 of the Mesa City Code to modify the duties of the Planning and Zoning Board and repealing Title II, Chapter 20 of the Mesa City Code, eliminating the Downtown Development Committee. I have a motion to approve this from Councilmember Richens. Do I have a second? I have a second from Councilmember Higgins. We have one request to speak from a citizen, Mr. Richard Tracy. Mr. Tracy, sir. If you would state your name and address, please. And Mr. Tracy, you have 3 minutes.
Thank you, Mayor and Council, and happy holidays. As a World War II veteran, I have to comment that this is December 7th. I hope we all remember it. I hope we don't have to repeat it. I retired to Mesa about 10 years ago. My only problem is I'm not a true Arizonan. I cannot act like a bystander and see things go wrong and not try to do something. I've submitted some written comments. I would appreciate it being read because they're views that are not normally found in our newspaper. I'm quite disturbed about a number of things that occurred. Our urban renewal project, for instance, that could have livened Mesa at Country Club and Main Street, that was a tremendous loss financially to this community and loss of jobs. I was disturbed about the arrangement on Pima Road. We allowed a situation where a lot of businesses that would have come to Mesa or to Chandler or Gilbert are now on an Indian reservation that pays no taxes. We're about to repeat the same error in connection with the road that'll be alongside our border of this county and actually this state, because we're going to go along Pecos Road, and on the other side of Pecos Road is a large reservation, and you go beyond that reservation and you find luxury hotels. Many, many businesses will develop there over the next 10 years that could come to our community. I would rather see that freeway border baseline all the way over to 51st Avenue, right through the middle of our residential area that needs urban renewal, that would cut down traffic into the city of Phoenix. We're not going to go all the way up to Pecos in order to get over to 51st Avenue or to go to the stadium. And, of course, as everybody here knows, I was a little upset that we lost the stadium. But Pecos Road is another nail in our coffin. I would like to see efforts made. We need that road, but it would be more beneficial to go along Baseline. It would serve the community. It would relieve the traffic. We wouldn't have to go into toll roads if we don't have congestion. I just got back from California last week. A number of communities there that have changed their patterns. They're not out for freeways anymore. They're utilizing public transportation, places where it's $2,000 a month to rent what I would consider a shack, 30, 40, 60-year-old homes that are available, and you can't find a decent place in the whole Pasadena, for example. I give you a sheet there that shows what the prices are in that area. I thank you for your time. I wish you a happy holiday.
Thank you. Ms. Tracy, it has here on your card that you support item 7B. Is that correct?
It's a step in the right direction. We should consider the whole community, not just downtown. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay. Is there any other discussion on item 7B? Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. When we first started looking at this issue a number of months ago, I'd expressed some significant reservations about eliminating the Downtown Development Committee. And I've thought long and hard about the recommendations. I've gone back to look at the origins of our Downtown Development Committee, why we have it, what purpose it serves. And for those who either weren't here or may not remember, the process really started in 1989 when there were two citizen groups that created visioning committees looking at downtown. In 1992, those two groups were combined into one that was called the Downtown Vision Committee. And many people in our community served on that, the Downtown Vision Committee. Ultimately, the City Council gave that committee the responsibilities that are currently assigned to the Downtown Development Committee. In 1994-1995, the name was changed to the Downtown Development Committee to create the structure that we have today. And I believe the members of the committee have served well. I think it was a good staff arrangement at the time to have a downtown development staff working directly with the Citizen Advisory Board to create a one-stop shop. And the goal was to have elements of planning, zoning, the sign code issues, economic development, historic preservation in one spot to try to make it easier and encourage development in downtown. And the model that the Mesa adopted in the early 1990s was one that has been adopted in many other communities around the country and is pointed to as a model of success. However, I've looked at what we've done this year in terms of consolidation of city departments and moving functions around, reallocating resources to best serve our community. And the resources that we have that support Downtown Development Committee are different from what we have had for many years. And they're working very hard with a small staff to carry out those functions. I have changed my position on this particular measure. I will support this motion. But I do so with the understanding that I know that our City Council is committed to good, healthy development in downtown. I know that we're committed to acquiring the resources for our staff to be able to do that economic development in downtown. I know that we're committed to redevelopment, the form-based zoning that we've adopted or that we will be adopting. Many of the changes over this past year that we have discussed have all pointed in that direction to create an atmosphere that is conducive to development, to create an atmosphere that reduces barriers. And I see that this change does have a potential for a positive outcome. It doesn't denigrate the work that the Downtown Development Committee has done or the past staff arrangements that we have done, but I think we should view it as a continuum of progress. And I know that this council will follow through on the economic development resources we need, both in downtown and the city as a whole. I know that we will look to the idea of having the village concept or having community input for various regions within our community to provide specialized input on decision-making that our advisory boards have and then we have as a council. So for those reasons, Mayor, I will be supporting the motion tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Kavanaugh. Councilmember Summers.
I have been expressing the same reservations about this move. My concern is that we are losing an institutional focus on downtown. It doesn't mean that we don't have individuals and various organizations outside of the city itself who aren't committed to it. I know, for one, that this council has been committed to it. As a matter of fact, in our strategic initiatives, has said for the last year that economic development that is innovative and business-friendly, and that includes a variety of strategic tools, redevelopment of older and vacant areas, and a focus on the downtown. I think we've had a lot of success in being innovative and business-friendly. For example, we've seen the Planning and Zoning and Design Review Committee. We now have concurrent tracks so that you don't have to go through zoning and then take more time to go through the design review. Having those happen at the same time speeds the process, and it was really one of the functions of the Downtown Committee was to try to do that. Here we've institutionalized it not only for downtown, but for the entire city. My distinguished colleague has mentioned many other areas that have been positive as well. I have to bring up the Development and Sustainability Department, being a combination of what was once four or five different departments, is now a one-stop shop. I do say I am concerned that I want to make sure that we remain focused on downtown. I think the Central Main Street plan takes planning in the right direction for renewal. It anticipates the arrival of light rail. It looks at vertically integrated mixed use, where once it was all really illegal in Mesa. It's looking at high-density residential, I think, which is something that our speaker had talked about. We need to have some folks living in downtown, and it's one of our visions as well. But we also can't forget, too, that with the elimination of DDC, we also had an elimination of the town center. We rolled that. That was one of the groups that Dennis had referred to, rolled that into economic development, and now that's been thinned out with some of the budget. I will support the measure, but I would, for one, like to see maybe our General and Economic Development Committee over the year of 2010 take a real focus on downtown, a hard and solid look at implementing the urban village system that we have all talked about, that we look at opportunities to bolster economic development with a specific eye toward downtown, perhaps looking at some grant-funded positions, and in putting together not another plan, not another study, but a true actionable agenda for the next 5 years, because the light rail does arrive in the next 5 years. We're going to be seeing a lot of changes potentially in the next 5 years, and I think we need to have an actionable agenda that outlines specifically what the city needs to do, what DMA needs to do, what residents need to do, and building a vibrant downtown. 5 years is a good plan. People can really envision and work toward 5 years. So if we could task General Economic Development Committee to do that, it would certainly make me feel a lot better, but I will support it as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember. Any other comments? I'd just like to say one thing, and I appreciate the comments of both Councilmember Kavanaugh and Councilmember Summers, because I think that in many ways this is a first step toward what I believe is hopefully the establishment of a more formal look at downtown. Before we've had a lot of studies, we've had a lot of things, but nothing changed in the mechanism through which things were implemented. I'll admit that by taking this step, we not only hope to streamline and make it easier, but we also stick our necks out, because now we're on the clock. It is now our responsibility to take this change that we are implementing and do something with it. And so I'm hoping that we do the things that you're talking about. I think we will, because I think the emphasis is there, the focus is there, and I believe that this council and the city staff and people in downtown, the stakeholders, are very, very committed to it. We have something big that's going to happen. When light rail comes through, it will change downtown forever. I think that change will be very positive. I think that if we're not prepared for that, if we haven't planned for it specifically, that we will lose a great opportunity. And I think that by streamlining these processes and by really shaking some things up and refocusing on how we can make that happen, we will make it happen. So that's sort of a challenge to us as a council and also the staff. I would also like to add one thing that I think is missing and never seemed to get settled, and I think now is the great opportunity. We are streamlining our zoning and our land use decisions and really our vision process. That does not to mean we are lessening it. I think it should become and will become more focused. I'd really like to look at our building codes and the way that we implement our codes in downtown. I think we need to recognize that building use in downtown is different than building use in a strip center. We have buildings that are 30, 40, 60, 80 plus years old that were built in a different time and have served us well for many years. And now, as we have users who want to come in to reuse these, to invest money, we throw all sorts of roadblocks as far as building uses and as far as standards that are important for fire safety and building safety. They're important, but they're designed for new construction and for suburban-type construction. And I think we need to seriously look at coming up with a bridge type of approach and a bridge code. And many cities have done this. And as a matter of fact, we were just talking to some other cities who have set up specific groups to bridge the difference between 2009 codes and a building that was built in 1909. It's 100 years old. You know, it's not going to meet every single piece of new code, but it's a safe building and it can provide for a good use. And that is truly an obstacle that we have to overcome in addition to some of our land use obstacles. We really need to overcome that. So I'd like to throw that into the mix as that we get very serious about truly looking for reuse code that allows us to provide safe buildings, but also reuses that are economically feasible and that people can come in and truly invest in and not have to completely retrofit or almost gut their building to rebuild it simply to comply with codes that may not necessarily apply or that have other ways that can accomplish the same goal rather than a complete new system that will work great for new construction. So I'd just leave it at that one thing. Okay, if there's no other comments, please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and item 7B is approved. Last item on the agenda are items from citizens present. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
There being no requests to speak, I have a motion to...
Second.
Oh, wait. Nope. Oh, wait, we have two things. Actually, one thing. Mesa High Jackrabbits. Congratulations. Vice Mayor? Not a carry-on or anything like that? Come on, you've got all the old Westwood grads who are cheering for the Jackrabbits.
Well, I see you have the orange shirt in front of you for Westwood, but Westwood is not in the position that Mesa High is right now.
In my tie, though, I do have purple and gold.
But our congratulations to the Jackrabbits for coming as far as they've come and playing the state championship this weekend.
And good luck to them and the whole city. This week, we are all Jackrabbits.
There you go.
So go Mesa High, carry on the whole bit. And we have a motion to adjourn and a second from Councilmember Higgins. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.